Good morning, Miss Maria Chavez. How are you today?
Oh, good morning. I am fantastic. Happy Wednesday.
Well, I am so happy and privileged to be able to talk to you. Thanks to, of course, our good friend Doug Deutsch at Doug Deutsch Publicity Service.
Yeah, he's fantastic. I really appreciate
him. Yeah, I've had the privilege of working with him and John for many years, as we've discussed on our text. And I just wanted to welcome you to a special edition of our Worldwide Blues on KCOSdigitalmedia.com.
Wonderful. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's absolutely a pleasure to be able to talk about Blues from the Top, one of my favorite festivals ever. And this is going to be a very exciting year.
Yeah, we have a killer lineup this year. We really went into, really expanding the lineup, with a little diverse type of music, again, still blues-rooted, of course, but, it's going to be a great year.
I always tell people who are not necessarily, fully cognizant of the spectrum of blues, that it is becoming wider and more diverse as time goes on.
Right. I mean, it really has to, as we both know that, most all music is based on the roots of blues music. And so it's, you plant that seed and then you have everything that grows from it. And so, when you get the Southern Avenue, the Honey Island Swamp Band, two of the artists that are going to be there that, are blues-based, but, they also have that, that rock jam sound as well. So just to, put a little twist to it.
I'm really looking forward. I have not heard the Honey Island Swamp Band, but Ori Naftali has been a friend for a few years because of Blues from the Top. And I've got to say, John Catt has formed a phenomenal institution. This year is number
16.
Uh-huh. I wanted you to say that.
Yeah, 16th annual Blues from the Top.
Yes, and you are the president of the Grand County Blues Society.
Yep, guilty as charged.
Well, as I said on the texting, it's a great honor to start off the interviews that hopefully we'll be getting lined up from Doug that starts off with you. And I have to apologize. We've never met, even though I've been participating in Blues from the Top as a photographer and videographer since 2012, and
Nice. So
far we have never met.
I know, it's funny how that happens, I was always, managing the future of the blues stage and, let John and Cheryl run the show, and, I didn't need my fingers in those pies.
Well, that's the connection. You manage the future of the blues stage, which is not to be diminished in any capacity at all, because those are phenomenal young musicians, and it's great that they are getting experience in front of such a huge crowd that comes every year.
Yeah.
And
go for it.
Oh, no, really. This is your time, because I really think it's important to get your message out. I do interviews all the time, and people don't listen to interviews just because of me. It's because of the fine amount of guests that Doug lines up. I've spoken with Mike Vito and Anna Popovic and Samantha Fish, and the list goes on and on. But this year's lineup, I've had the pleasure of working with at least half of the bands, and primarily because of Blues from the Top.
Yeah, well, good. I love hearing that.
Well, we, as I said too, I have tons of video from most years, except for last year's. I had little health issues going on and had to miss. But I have a YouTube channel associated with KCOSdigitalmedia.com, and it is called the Colorado Music Network. We took a bold step to name it that because we have almost 1,100 videos.
Wow.
Mostly all shot in Colorado, mostly all Colorado artists. But I would love to be able to put them to some really good use for promo for Blues from the Top, as well as for the Blue Star Connection.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
So we can talk about that another time. But and you're also instrumental in the Grand County Blues Society Blues in the Schools program, correct?
Yes, that's true.
And so take a moment and just outline the mission of the Grand County Blues in the Schools program.
Yeah, Grand County Blues in the Schools, it's been in 16 years as well, going on, I mean, almost 17 years, you know, since the Grand County Blues Society started in 2002, Blues in the Schools. We've brought in musicians from all over the world, actually, to come in and educate our local school kids, you know, all the way from, you know, 5 years old to high school. And we've also done some adult education programs as well, you know, just to really ingrain, you know, what is blues music. So, because it is, I hate to say dying art form, but, you know, we're getting lost, you know, in translation. So it's, you know, have those kids learn how to play harmonica, you know, to learn what call and response is, and, you know, how to actually even write their own blues song. You know, everybody has the homework blues. I know that.
That's a great explanation. That's definitely, of course, you're following the Blues Foundation, basically, format of Blues in Schools, I know.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've been blessed in Colorado with a few acknowledged Blues Music Awards and Educator Awards from the state of Colorado that keep us going for the kids.
Yeah. You know, and it's so neat. When we did this a couple years ago, we actually, like 12 years ago now, they were called the Runaways, and it was a high school blues band that came out of Middle Park High School. And those kids, you know, now they're 23 years old, oddly enough. They're still playing blues music, you know, and they contribute everything that they do. That one in particular, with his all of his music success, for, you know, John and, you know, myself, inspiration in getting them to actually really play. That's just so neat to me. That was so excited. I just found that out about 6 months ago. That they're like still really rocking and rolling. You know?
Once you get the fever, yeah.
But it's a fever.
Well, let's talk about the improvements to Hideaway Park as far as the new permanent stage. Like I said, I missed it last year, but I'm really excited from a photo perspective. It's going to be interesting to capture new angles. I know that when I'm in the photo pit with about a dozen other photographers, we kind of comment between each other. It's like, okay, you were standing here, I was standing here, and the shots are almost like panoramic sometimes when we all display our work on various pages.
Yeah, you know, that stage, the town of Winter Park has really done such an amazing job, you know, creating that park to what it is today. And last year, with Blues from the Top being the first music festival, you know, that was quite an event, and humbling too, to know that, you know, we're the ones that really helped break in the ground. you know, and, you know, we work closely with Winter Park Fraser Chamber as well, and those guys are great, you know, not only do they help support the blues, but, you know, they bring in the country and jazz and a reggae festival this next year, so, you know, Winter Park really, and especially at that venue, is turning into such a cool music mountain mecca, so.
It is. This is an integral part of how you make things like this work, is to get the city involved and the Chamber of Commerce and all the businesses that we do the VIP tickets every year, and it's more food at the buffet line than one could possibly imagine. All of the restaurants around the area contribute food, and that is the one treat for, well, of many, of course, for the VIP ticket price, the access, the shade, the, the chance.
And last year, because we didn't have that giant tent up in front just because of, new regulations of the park and such. So the VIP is actually really cool because it's more of the backstage experience, you know.
Oh.
So, yeah, you're in for a treat.
I missed last year, so, yeah, it's going to be almost brand new again for me. But the thing that I really enjoy about Blues from the Top is the crowd of people that keep coming back. And every year or every other year, but nonetheless, you develop so many friendships, and the camaraderie is just amazingly fun. The volunteers are some of the most kind and accommodating people ever. I have every once in a while had to come to the festival with a boot on my foot from a foot surgery. And it was always kind of, I was the guy that was always running around with that big boot on. And it was, the Hideaway Park is not necessarily a totally level area. There's a little bit of dips around here and there, but everyone is so kind and accommodating. And it's really funny to watch the opening of the gates when the lines are, two blocks down the street, and then all of a sudden people get through the gate and run and claim their favorite spots.
Right? And, they don't really book it.
So, that's another reason to get there before the gates open well in advance. Because, there's... You have so many fine volunteers that have been doing this for so long that it's a very well-oiled machine with will call, the ticket takers, the band, the people who put the bands on you and check your IDs, check your bags. There are a few restrictions, but they're only to be expected because this is a total concept festival. We talked about the VIP accommodations, but there's also plenty of other food vendors for the general admission people. The facilities, the restroom facilities are amazing, very clean. The city does a great job.
One thing is my favorite about the whole entire event too is because it is panoramic views of the Continental Divide.
Yes. Yeah.
So, and even from an artist experience, I would just think how cool it is. You're up there, singing your soul and, ripping on that guitar. And then, that's what you see is the Divide and Winter Park ski area right there. And then just all the people having so much fun and, that bright blue bird day on that green grass. So, with all your best friends, it's such a cool feeling,
Well, it is. And, some of the most treasured moments for me, and I know a lot of the other photographers too, is we like to catch those moments where the artists are actually looking out at the crowd in almost awe and amazement. And most of these bands and artists have played huge crowds before, but there is just the magic about the scenery in Winter Park. And the clouds are always rolling past the stage on the videos I've been taking. And it's just, I'm very proud of the work that everybody does to show off their talents in that regard for the festival. It's truly a photographer's dream to do this show.
Oh, well, I love that. That, you know, it is music to my ears as well, because, you know, we are, you know, a volunteer-based festival. And so, you know, when you have all those good people there too, you know, photographers alike, you know, and even our staff, and, you know, of course you have to pay the musicians. That half the time I know that they feel like they're volunteering anyway. But, you know, but it's really cool.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the lineup this year. I'm really, really good to see a lot of the returning artists and the new lineup additions are very exciting to me, you know, because I've covered an awful lot of them. And there are a few I'm looking forward to actually seeing for the first time. And one of my favorite times is the Sunday morning blues worship every year that goes on. So you're calling it the Fuse Worship this year?
Yeah, there's so they are a straight up Christian gospel. There's 12 of them. They're awesome. They also have a side project called Page Six, and they play at Jazz and Jack. Jazz music right there on the 16th Street Mall, downtown Denver, all the time. And Sandra, actually, the owner of that place, gave me the connection of Fuse Worship. And it's amazing when these guys get together. I mean, they are just going to, like, fill the park and just have all of us just, like, float away. So it is going to be new, and it's going to be different than what we've done in the past. But, I mean, it is the real, raw, real deal, so...
Well, it always is, and, you know, it always makes my voice crack and bring a tear to my eye, because, you know, everybody does come together, and it's just a beautiful thing to start off Sunday morning with.
Yeah.
So the new additions that are new to me, as I mentioned, were the Honey Island Swamp Band. Where did you find them?
I have two fellow board members, Eric Mowry and Tim Hubbard, who really like them. And we checked them out last year at the Greeley Blues Festival. And they were one of the headliners, I believe. Anyway, they are just so fantastic, full of energy, very much, you know, the band. They put on a lot of energy like those guys, and just super excited to get them on the lineup. And one thing that's neat about them, too, ironically, they have a bunch of Winter Park connections. Two of the guys here have family here, which was known to me. So that's going to be really cool to have, you know, our locals also gravitate to that band because of, you know, the relationships, the family relationships they have. So I always like that when that happens as well.
Well, you know, now that you mentioned that they were at Greeley last year, I'm also lucky enough for Alan Pound to give me a photo pass for that one, too. And I'm going to have to check my folder from last year and see if I did capture anything from them and check them out again.
Yeah, they were on the opposite stage of Samantha Fitch, so they were on the other side of the stage.
Yeah, we, you know, and that's the cool thing about that one is that for photographers, you have to, like, run across the stadium for set changes to get in place. And the blues in Colorado is one of the main attractions that, you know, we've met people from all over the country, all over the world, that come just for the festivals in Colorado.
Yeah.
So, Dragon Deer, that's the other one that I really don't know anything about.
Yeah, those guys kill it. So they are based out of Denver, and they're, I mean, the two big players, Telluride all the time, they're all over the map these days. They very much, to me, they sound like a record company.
Okay.
Yeah, just that new raw blues sound. So, heavy, awesome harmonica, as well as they have a little bit of a slide guitar as well. So, they have that very, really cool crossover sound, very hip. So, I really hope that those guys are able to bring their Denver bass, and, you know, and have them come up here to Winter Park. That they're going to just, again, they're just one of those that are just going to crush it and blow people away. I'm super excited about it.
Well, I can't wait to hear them, too, because it seems like this year there's a predominance of harmonica-influenced bands.
Yeah.
You know, and it's always great to see Rick Estrin and the Nightcats. Rick is a true gentleman on stage and off stage. It's always a pleasure to speak with him. And Kid Anderson is one of the coolest and most innovative blues guitarists I have ever seen.
Nice. Yeah.
So, yeah, there's, you know, you put the blues from the top flyer together, and I'm trying to decipher, okay, which one's June 23rd, which one's June 24th. You have to look a little bit into it, which is good. You make the reader curious. But, yeah. So, Vintage Trouble is going to just take everyone's breath away.
No. I'm so sorry for a North Mississippi All-Stars call of those guys.
I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that because, yeah, I was lucky enough. John Catt and Mark Sundermeyer invited me to the debut show of Vintage Trouble at the Larimer Lounge, a few years ago. I can't put a date on it, but I was the only photographer in the crowd for that one. And when they did the meet and greet at the end of the show, I told the singer, I said, you know, if a guy named John Catt comes up to you and offers you a position at any of the blues from the top, you should really take it. And, you know, I was really thoroughly surprised and impressed that, because they didn't particularly take the offer at the time, they did the world tour with The Who, which was an amazing endorsement for a young band like that.
Yeah. That really helped put them on the map as well.
Yeah.
They put themselves on the map.
Oh, they are just amazingly explosive four-piece band. The singer is so animated and photogenic. I set my camera to continuous shutter. You know, and I just click, 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 click. And it's almost like capturing almost a stop-action animation movie with him. I was lucky enough. They came to Colorado Springs a couple months ago, and I got to do a photo pass with that show and have some video. Haven't released, I think I only released one song on the YouTube channel yet. But I've kept in touch with Nally Colt. And what a cool guy. They're all just great guys. And in fact, everybody on this lineup, I'm looking so forward to having at least a hi, how you doing, if not a conversation or an interview per se with them. It's been great to see Kara Granger every so often as a return entertainer.
Yeah.
Southern Avenue has grown immensely since their breakout at Blues from the Top.
Yeah.
And it's great to see Nick Moss come back. Kate has been so instrumental in working with John and you guys about Loose from the Top that I keep asking, when's Nick coming? Well, you got
Here
him.
We go.
You got him. Yeah.
Yeah.
And with Dennis Grinling as well.
Yeah.
What an impressive harp master he is.
Yeah. You know, he was up for the Blues Award as well this year.
Yeah.
So they tenfold of them, including Rick Estrin, was up for an award as well.
As
of course, Mississippi All-Stars, they had a song as well. So, yeah, I mean, all these guys, they don't mess around.
Well, and that's it. You guys have really secured a great lineup. You know, I also cover the IBC in Memphis with the Blues Foundation, and I know Dennis is always there mentoring and jamming, as well as Nick and, you know, the whole collection of blues favorites that we all know. But Kenny Wayne Shepherd is going to just, I mean, it's almost as exciting. I mean, last couple of times with Eric Gales, I thought, wow, how much better could a headliner get? Kenny Wayne is, I'm sure, just going to do what he does and mesmerize.
You know, yeah.
The last, yeah.
Last time he was at Winter Park,
wow. Yeah, I know there's a whole history there, and I did cover him, I think, in 2012 here in Colorado Springs when he was part of the Experience Hendrix tour. And,
oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, so, you know, Kenny Wayne, this is the one thing that I always tell people, and this is kind of the basis for my Worldwide Blues Sunday All Day Blues Day format, is that, you know, I don't want to diminish any of the commercial singles they put out on radio, but I like the obscure. I like the stuff that people might not recognize right away or be so familiar with that they're still going to know who Kenny Wayne is and hear his whole repertoire.
Yeah.
Because his radio formatted music is a little different than his live performance, as you'll probably agree.
Right. Yep.
So I hope pre-ticket sales are doing well.
Yeah. I know that, you know, so I'm going to be sending out an email too to remind everybody to get their tickets sooner than later, because right now they're a lot less expensive than what they're about to be.
When is the cutoff for the pre-sales?
We have sold a bunch of tickets. So it's the pre-sale tickets. Once we are done with the inventory, then that's when the tickets are going to jump. And I just looked at it, and they're going like hotcakes right now. So I definitely encourage anybody, you know, in the next week or two, you know, to get your tickets before, you know, they do the increase.
Well, and that's one thing I wanted to make quite clear during this time, because we're of course pre-recording this, and the Sunday Blue Show is when I will make a time slot and announcement for this interview, and we'll be making arrangements with Doug to see what else we can do. But there's a lot of information to disseminate about, you know, accommodations, about restaurants around the area if you haven't gotten your fill in the VIP tent.
Exactly.
You know,
and then the other thing that's neat that same weekend for those outdoor enthusiasts, it's also Mountain Bike Capital USA weekend, that same weekend. So if anybody wants to come up, you know, to go on a ride or do any of the bike clinics, you know, we highly encourage that as well. Winter Park is known as Mount Bike Capital USA, so it's cool that we get bikes and blues that we do.
So that adds also to the rush to get your accommodations and your rooms.
Yeah.
And now, where would you suggest that the first point of contact be for those wanting to get a choice room or, you know, be able to deal reasonably with whatever, you know, there's accommodations all over the valley. So some of them are so close and some of them are kind of isolated. Where is the source for the first stop to inquire about an accommodation?
Everything is up. All facts about the festivals include accommodation, camping, the free lift and shuttle. All that information can be found on bluesfromthetop.org. And check that out in the lodging section. You'll see our great lodging property, a resort management group, Winter Park Mountain Lodge, and the Best Western have been great partners with us. So I know that those tend to go like hotcakes. But there's other links to check out on there as well. So, you know, those end up getting full.
Yeah, I think we've been lucky enough to score some of the condos that overlook Hideaway Park, and I was just informed that, yeah, they're gone. So, yeah.
We even felt that. We promoted it so much, we forgot to even reserve our room.
Oh, no.
Seriously, people, if you're out there and you're wanting to come to the festival, get your lodging.
So maybe you should bring your mountain bike on your bike rack in case you have to stay or park a little far away. Maybe you can cruise up and park your bike in the racks, and, you know, that's another environmental friendly source of getting to the festival on time.
Yeah, and it's so much more peaceful too than being in your vehicle and having to figure out where the heck you're going to park.
Well, that's true too. But, you know, and I also want to say you guys do accommodate those handicapped necessities for those people in need of such. You guys do a very good crowd and traffic control around the festival.
Yeah.
One thing we haven't talked about yet is the Smoke and Moe's jams Friday and Saturday night, which I truly really enjoy because all of the lineups for, you know, Saturday and Sunday, they take turns and it's an all-star evening every time. And the performances are amazing.
Yeah, super excited. That Friday night at Smoke and Moe's, it's Blue Star Connection night, and that we're going to have Kate Moss put together, Kate Moss and the Cat Pack. So they'll be playing, and they're going to be opening up for Southern Avenue.
That's just going to be great. Kate has always put together great lineups, and you never know who's going to drop in, even though, you know, you have these... you know, Kate Moss in the Cat Pack. That's an homage to John, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You never know.
I just love working with Kate, too. I mean, she makes it so easy, so much fun. She's so talented. So.
And she's so positive. She's such an ambassador for the cause because she will walk through the crowds and say hello. And, you know, if you've met her once, she always recognizes you. You know?
Right.
It's just, this is the environment that if people are used to crowded, stuffy festivals that seem a little impersonal, this is the place that you need to come and really feel like you're part of the whole environment.
Yeah.
So we talked about the Friday night Smoke and Moe's Jam.
We have Category 5 night on Saturday, and that is going, speaking of the Mosses, Mr. Nick Moss will be playing, and Carrie Granger is going to be opening up for him that night. So, and then, you know, I know that there'll be special guests that come up and jam, so that's going to be another hot night ticket item that people should get now before that one sells out too.
And that is, yeah, the space is limited, the tickets are limited, but the enjoyment factor is thoroughly unlimited. Because, like I say, it's always a joy to see, oh my God, this person's coming up to jam with this person.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's half my photo repertoire from the festival is the matchups at the jams. You know, when you have Anna Popovic and Larry McCrae and Jimmy Hall and Reese Wynans on one stage, you know, it almost makes your head explode.
Yeah.
So anything that we have not discussed so far that you might want to impart on the audience?
You know, if you know, we want everybody to buy their tickets as soon as you can, you know, and if you know, not quite sure and you actually just want to support the cause, you know, we need able bodies to also come help volunteer. So that's another fun option if you're really wanting to get involved, you know, be a part of the program. Enjoy it and also be part of the program. So
absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
All that can be found on bluesfromthetop.org. Yeah, you know, more the merrier.
Well, and that's the absolute spirit of why the festival, why there should be a festival, is nothing but fun. And there's also a vendors area always at the show.
Yep. Yep. And then up on the top where the vendors area is, that's where we're going to be moving. The future of the blue stage is going to be relocated up there as well.
Okay.
So we're just switching some things up, you know, and so, you know, that way you get movement around the park and, you know, spice the vendors, you know, it'll be neat to have the kids in a different location away from the stage. So then that way they can really feel like, you know, they have their own space. And it's going to be a really cool setup this year. So,
well,
happy up.
It's very spacious and the grass is just so nice to lay back and relax in. And you got to watch out for the UV rays, of course. You're up so high, so
yeah.
You know, want everyone to be reminded that that's a definite consideration. Bring your sunscreen. I believe you do have a first aid station there as well, though, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So, yeah, you guys have thought about absolutely everything. And, you know, Colorado Blues Society says, Blues from the Top is the best Colorado Blues Festival.
Yep, 2 years ago.
Yes.
We appreciate that. We continue to ride on that happy train, so we appreciate the credit.
Well, you guys at the Grand County Blues Society are small but mighty. I hope you don't mind me saying small, but I know you're going to appreciate the mighty part.
Yeah.
Because you guys are all so dedicated, and I know that, this festival can't go on without, of course, some mention of John Catt.
Yeah.
And we always, one of the highlights that I joke with, I like to call Kai Turner a mentor of mine, too, because we do internet radio. And Kai is the consummate professional, and he always introduces, as the master of ceremonies, each act, and gives a little background on them. He should actually be nominated for a Blues Educator Award, right?
Yeah, he's so fantastic. I love that man.
Yeah.
So dedicated to the Grand County Blues Society as a whole and all of our programs, that, you know, he gets above self, that Kai. So we're very lucky to have him still in our pocket. So
absolutely. After, especially, we will always keep Natasha in our hearts, too.
Yeah, for sure. And their sweet daughter, Nina, too. So, you know, I do think about them all the time. So,
and yeah, gosh, I've watched her grow up at every festival.
Yep.
You know, as well as Kate's daughter, Sadie.
Yep.
She's turning into a musician in her own right. And all the credit goes to of course, musical parents, but the environment that you guys foster is very conducive. And everybody always comes away, and there's always chatter about the festival for months afterwards. The photographers are always posting pictures, and there's been actually Marilyn Stringer. Gosh, she made a coffee table book on the Blues from the Top experience.
Yeah, she's a piece of work. I really enjoyed her.
Well, you know, and that's it. There's a whole lot of really great photographers that I've met and become friends with over the years from all over. And I won't even say the country. I think there's been, people from, because you've had so many international acts in the past, mm-hmm. that, there's requests, I'm sure, from everywhere for people to come and document what you got going on.
Yeah.
So now I know the regimen starts out usually with a opening showcase on Thursday evening, right?
Yeah, we have the Chris Blagger Band that's going to be playing. They are, I'm not sure if you're familiar with them, the Colorado-based blues as well. It's going to be a killer show here in Hideaway Park from 6 to 8 p.m., so that'll kick it off, and then following that is a night show at Uller's, and then before you know it, we're on Friday, and at Cooper Creek Square from 6 to 8, that's where another Future of the Blues All-Star show is going to be right before the night show kicks off at Moe's, so music all over town.
And that's quite true, in the square in front of Smokin' Moe's, usually is the opening entertainment with Andy Irvine's Blues Collective. Can't forget a favorite son of the area, Andy Irvine.
Yep, and he'll be doing his post show too at Winter Park Club on that Sunday.
Yeah, and that's it. Usually at 7 o'clock Sunday afternoon, evening, there's usually this mass exodus, but still, at Andy's post show, it's always a full house too.
Yeah, we just keep on going.
So I just can't say thank you enough for taking time today to speak with me. We've it's been almost 45 minutes.
I know.
Yeah, it's been full of information. You've been so gracious in your description of everything you got going on.
Appreciate it, and I look forward to having you up this year.
Well, definitely, we will have to meet in person at that time. I know that we probably might be talking in between. I know that in your capacity, you're going to be really busy. I know it was, John Catt was lovingly but sternly telling everyone, I can't talk during festival days.
Yeah, there's no time to chit-chat. It's all that blues business.
Well, he ran that thing and was not just... I mean, he was always stage right and stage left and always watching intently all the performances, and that big smile was always on his face that I'm sure everyone's going to be wishing we could see again.
Yeah. He'll be there in spirit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Maria, once again, thank you so much. And I will rebroadcast this. I'll make an event on our Worldwide Blues on KCOSdigitalmedia.com Facebook page. If everyone would... and is interested enough to like that page so that the event will show up in their news feed. And, we'll talk later offline from this call about other things that we mentioned in the text message prior to this conversation, I hope.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So, all right. Well, I wish you a beautiful day.
Well, you have a great day, too. It's a little rainy and drizzly here in the Springs today, but... Once again, I also want to thank Doug Deutsch Publicity Services for keeping me involved in what's happening with Blues from the Top.
Yep, great man.
So we will talk once again, my new friend.
Okay. Talk soon.
Thank you. Bye.